We know there's a tension between the way that Hashem's name is written and the way that we express it, the way that we say it. We never Ahoyges Hashem B'Yosef. We never say the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rather, we express it B'Shem Adnos. And there's a very powerful idea here brought by the Keser Nahira. That yes, the way that it's written, is Adonai Kol Hayahu V'Yeh, Master of all, was, is, and will be. But when we pronounce it, the way we say it, is my master. Adon Sheli. You're my master. Why are you my master? Because you brought me into existence. You brought the whole world into existence. And because of that, that creates a relationship of dependence, of responsibility, of servitude from us to Hashem. And so when we say the Shem Hashem, B'Shem Adnos, we're accepting on ourselves the responsibilities that are incumbent upon us because we're aware of the fact that Hashem is the master of everything who was, is, and will be, who brought everything into existence from nothing. So it's this awareness of Hashem as creator, of Hashem as sustainer, that generates within us a desire to serve Hashem. These letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei brings everything into existence. The Midah of Adnos is that he's the master. Really, when we say every single bracha, we're going to think that Adon Sheli, you're my master. Because you're the creator. Because you're the sustainer. Because you brought me into existence and I have no existence outside of you. And of course that creates responsibilities on my side. So Samus, in Pesach Tafresh and Hey, says when we say the Shem Hashem, Hayo Hoy V'Viyya, that's Ike Emunah. Is that Hashem brought all of existence into being and there's none other than him. Says of Sosemis. Someone reflects the idea of the Baal Shem Tov that we heard the other day. Someone that has Emunah Shlema is always happy. Because he knows that everything comes from Hashem. There's no source other than him. When we're with him, we're safe, we're secure. He's protecting us. It's a simcha that we feel when we say the Shem Hashem. Yes, he brought everything into being from nothing. Creation is an ongoing process. It's mechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom tamid. Yes, he's giving life the whole time. Chiyus anishma b'kol rega mamish b'kol abruim, says the Tanya. His life has been pulsated into the world through him. The whole time, from the mouth of Hashem, he's bringing everything into existence, yeshma'ay, in every moment. It's not just that he created it, it's that he's my master. Because he's the creator of an ongoing story of creation, not just a one-time thing.